The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. What are we talking about this week, Aisling?
We're talking about damsons.
What is damsons? So damsons in distress.
Yeah, almost. Damsons are like plums, but they're not plums.
Okay.
So they're part of our very much autumnal harvest, right? So we've obviously had summer and we look forward to raspberries and strawberries and peaches. And I suppose like you sit into the seasons and you lean in, and damsons are one of those things that grow on the hedgerows along with the blackberries. Very much forgotten about. And sometimes you see them and you kind of go, what are they? Are they edible or they're not? So to describe them, they almost have like the skin of a blueberry on the outside.
Yes.
But they taste like a plum on the inside. But sharper, sour, tangy.
Okay.
They're very small. They're elongated. They have a little stone in the centre. And they grow kind of up tall on the hedgerow. So they would have arrived in Ireland medieval time, 16th, 17th century. They kind of came Romans through Eastern Mediterranean. They would have landed in the UK. Then they would have come over to Ulster. And then obviously they made their way through Ireland. And we like them in Ireland because they're hardy.
Okay.
We like our temperature. They're very low maintenance. And like when you talk to people about a damson tree, very often people will kind of say to you, oh God, I remember my granddad one day on the end of the garden. Just, I think there was one day on the end of our garden.
They're kind of gone. Have we forgotten about them?
Yeah,
then?
We have a little bit. A little bit. Like they grow like literally on the hedgerows down outside my house. And you kind of go, oh my goodness, it's a shame, you know. And again, it's one of those things, a little bit like picking the bowl of blackberries, taking the apples from the neighbour's orchard. There's something lovely. You kind of
there
get
is,
connected
but
with it.
An apple straight from the tree is delicious, yeah, when it's ripe, and blackberries straight from the bushes are delicious. Yeah. Are these delicious if you were to pick them and eat them straight from the tree?
They're not meant to be eaten straight from the tree, but you can. Like, no, and I say that.
Okay.
Pick one up and try one.
Okay.
So I had four big bowls of them. And by the way, I picked some, but I had a lovely gentleman who knows my sister who delivered four boxes of these.
Oh,
to
that's
me.
Not bad.
They're not. Sure, they're not.
It's like a it is very it's much like a plum.
But
actually,
these are super
slightly
ripe.
Sharper. But it is very like a plum.
It is. They're very like they're like little baby plums. So I suppose the context for today is, and plums are in season.
Yes.
We see them in all the supermarkets. So anything we're talking about in the context of damsons, just replace with plums.
Okay.
If you can't. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's lovely to use them.
Could you buy these in the supermarket? No,
no
one sells them. You just have to pick them.
Markets. And
sometimes
if you're
okay.
wandering the markets of France, you'll see them or, you know, they're.
Yeah.
But like that, if you have a neighbour who has some, in my situation, my neighbour gave them to my sister, my sister gave them to me, I baked, and then I sent off some slices of cake. So isn't it lovely? I think that connection to
nice.
Your neighbours and your community is really, really nice.
What's the nutritional value of these?
Like they're good. So again, it goes back to that conversation we have. The darker the fruit,
yes,
vegetable, the more of those antioxidants, the more anthocyanins that are in them, the more powerful that they are. So the deeper, the darker, the blue, the purple, the better they are. A little bit of vitamin C, a little bit of vitamin K. So again, you know, naturally, like olden days, they would have had like elder syrup and sloe syrup and different things for coughs and colds. So they kind of fit in with that for that immunity piece.
Okay.
But I've got some delicious recipes.
Well, let's get through it then.
I'm gonna start you backwards. Okay, because
okay.
this is melting in front of me.
All right, we're starting with dessert.
We're starting with dessert.
Okay.
We're going to start with ice cream.
Lovely, can't go wrong.
Sure you can't. But what's on the ice cream is a beautiful damson kind of compote. So where do damsons work? As you said, as we were saying there, they work when you cook them. Like, isn't that delicious?
That is very nice, yeah.
Very, very good. And it's a great combination. I'm going to tell you in a sec, right? So cooking them. Slow cooking them, something like a compote, something like a syrup, something like a chutney, or cooking them with like in a tart, in a crumble, in a cake, or with kind of red meat. That's where we're going with this. So to start, this is a damson compote, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's cooked in orange with a little bit of orange juice, the zest, so peel
yeah.
off the zest. I popped in two cloves just for a little bit of kind of a kick. And then
and
sugar
you get that.
Honey.
There's a bit of a...
Isn't there?
Christmassy feel.
Yeah,
of it.
I know. It's
yeah.
ever so tiny, but it is there. And it was only after I made it, I was thinking, like, if you know, don't make it quite now. Well, make it now. You can, by the way, you can freeze damsons.
Okay.
Pick them off the bush, give them a little wash, lay them flat, and flat freeze them, okay? And they work really well. But they pair beautifully with nuts. So this is a creamy hazelnut ice cream. And then you've got that rich, kind of deep damson. Almost like compote, like goes down over them. So it's really, really lovely.
That is really nice.
But you could put that in the base of a cocktail as well.
which the compote.
Yeah, like over Christmas. You know, like we have cassis and you pour over a little bit of champagne or bubbles? Like that in the end of a glass.
Oh, lovely.
It'd be really, really nice. So it's a lovely one to do. And like I said, damsons are here for harvest, here for autumn, but they, you know, preserve them and they last all the way through. Preserves, next.
Right, chutney. Preserves, okay.
So I've made a chutney.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Kieran, I don't make chutneys very
much. Do you not?
No, it's not something.
Do you not like them?
No, it's just, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't got to my chutney era of life.
You're not good at it.
Well, you can tell me now in a second if I'm good at it.
I'm just wondering why you don't do it.
No, I'm very good at it.
All right, okay.
It's an excellent chutney. It's just not something that I do. Because they're probably handy to buy in the supermarket. Incredibly easy to do, is what I'm going to tell you.
And do you think people have a chutney era, is it?
I think so. I think like I'm going to get into my like retirement era. Happy in the garden, pottering, and then I'm going to come in and like make jars of chutney and give them to people and, you know, pass them on, play a bit of bridge.
So making chutneys for old people is what you're saying?
Not anymore. After today, no. You are putting 350 grams of chutney or of damsons in a pot, 100 mils of vinegar. Now, I used a combination of apple cider and malt vinegar, one onion, right? So the damsons and onion, bit of vinegar, brown sugar. I used a Muscovado brown sugar.
Okay.
And sultanas or raisins. I actually put both in because I had both.
Okay.
Isn't it delish?
Really nice, yeah. Like, I'm going for more.
Yeah, there you go.
I ate what was on the plate. And I've gone back for seconds.
It's that lovely balance. So I've just put it on a bruschetta and I've got a vintage cheddar and I've got Parmesan. Parmesan is very overlooked as a cheese to eat, as a hunk of cheese.
Oh yeah, you'd never think of it.
I know. And when you go away and you go to Italy, you always get Parmesan on a board. You know, serve at room temperature by the 36-month kind of age one that you can see those crystals in it. And it's just gorgeous.
That's so good with it, yeah.
It's really, really lovely. It's kind of got that perfect balance of sweetness and sharpness and tanginess. I think that's lovely. So I'm going to have a big jar of that in my fridge. It's going to go into everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be lovely. I'm going to make you a little drink.
Okay, do.
Now,
so what's in the drink?
The drink is a damson honey cordial.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to get you to taste a bit on a spoon in a second, but I'm going to pour it in over ice.
Oh, look at that.
And I'm going to, isn't it? Look at it. The viscosity of it from the honey is just beautiful. I'm going to top it up with a little tonic water. Now, my plan for this was, I had planned to have a little taste of that on its own first while I'm doing this. My plan.
So this is just the cordial on its own now.
Was to make you a pink gin. And damson tonic.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it delicious?
No, I like the honey though. I could eat honey straight out. If I could drink it out of a jar, I would.
Like, it's really nice. So that's from an Irish company, Fat Tomato. Anthony O'Toole is the gentleman. So he's all into kind of this farming and beautiful products. So that's the cordial. And I've just mixed it over ice with a little bit of tonic water. As a really nice...
It's missing something though, isn't it?
What could it be missing?
Mm.
The bottle of pink gin that's in the back of the car.
Oh,
that I forgot
that's
to bring
what it's missing. That's what it's missing. I knew it was missing something.
I got pink gin in Porto last year when we were on holidays, or the year before. Pink gin is fabulous. Not pink gin, cheekers. I'm so sorry. Pink port.
Pink port. Pink port. Oh, wow. Okay. So I've never had pink port.
Oh, my God. It's a revelation.
Could have had it today, but you left it in the car.
I will bring it for you another day. But
that's nice, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a nice little kind. That's a nice non-alcoholic refresher.
There you go. I really like it. I think it's a lovely, lovely take. And if you didn't want to go, if you wanted to experience damsons in its own way.
And that's just tonic water and the cordial, the damson honey cordial. Yeah, it's lovely.
The lovely compote that we had over the ice cream.
Yeah.
You could put a splash of that in the end of the glass as well.
Oh, yes.
But I wanted you to taste it on its own as a little refresher with the pink port. Fabulous.
I'll have to take your word for that. I'll have to take your word for that. That is really good, though. Sorry, who's the company that make that cordial?
Fat Tomato.
Fat Tomato.
Yeah, they've really cool stuff. Really nice. Next up, we're going main course.
Right, okay.
So we have five spiced and damson pork.
Okay.
So again, the damsons, things like venison, things like beef, they take them really well. But they take pork. And sometimes I think people are great with chicken dinners, but we kind of struggle a little bit with the pork. So, isn't it delicious?
Really good.
Really, really nice. So into that, I got an oven dish, or you can do like a slow cooker. So there's damsons. There is Chinese five spice, which is in all the supermarkets at the moment, really cheap and cheerful to get. A little bit of hoisin. So we're kind of going for that Asian kind of barbecue-y kind of, you know, sweet kind of flavor.
Yeah.
But it's not even that either. Sure, it's not when it all pairs together. A little bit of ginger, fresh garlic grated in. So again, like, it's amazing how all these foods naturally would be linked to immunity. and we're getting into that autumnal season, and all of a sudden we're starting to grate in lots of garlic, grate in lots of ginger. You've got the honey, you've got the hoisin, the Chinese five spice, bit of stock. The damsons, obviously, you just put them in, wash them raw, put them all in, let them cook down. You can just peel them, de-stone them first and pop them in.
Yeah.
Or else put them in, let them cook down, then deal with the stones as you eat them.
Yeah.
Depends which way you go.
You've gone for the latter here.
I have. I forgot that part. served over. Sorry, you got another stone. You got
another one there, yeah.
I highly recommend you de-stone them.
I don't mind.
Cook with them.
I have spare teeth anyway. It's all right.
So they're served over rice. Again, just something so simple, a brown basmati rice.
Yeah.
And then to garnish it, a little bit of purple basil and coriander.
Oh, yeah.
So purple basil, for so often in supermarkets, it's green basil all the time, which is lovely. But we have our Irish herb companies who are doing super, super work. And they're doing a purple basil. You can buy it in the supermarket. Now, it's not in every supermarket, but the more we ask for it, the more we see it in the supermarkets. And I just think it picks up on the beautiful, deep kind of purple colour of the damsons, which is really, really nice. And it's a lovely little pairing with it. But like that's a put a dinner in the oven. Put it in a...
I was going to say, that's the type of dinner now in the autumn. If you're out for the day, come back in and the smell has kind of infused the kitchen. 100%. Lovely.
And that's what happened in my house yesterday. And my kids came back into the kitchen. They were like, Mom, what's that?
Yeah, immediately your mouth just watering. Yeah. Can't like, wait to get into it.
You today.
Yeah.
Make more for
Brilliant.
Tomorrow. But it is.
Have some fish fingers and leave me alone.
No, stop. But it does. The aroma fills the kitchen and it is lovely. So I think there'll be, and as I said, plums work beautifully with this. If you don't want to use the pork, chicken thighs will work really nicely. Again, it's that slow kind of cook. And when I say no, you don't have to do this slow cooking for 2.5 hours. If you can easily put it in an oven dish, put the stock in, cover it with foil, and because, so I used a pork steak in that and I chopped it, I like sliced it really thinly. It'll be done in 30 minutes. So you can go either way with it, and I like that, the fact that it can be a midweek meal or it can be something really, really quick.
That's lovely, really nice.
Delicious. Dessert.
Dessert.
We have damson and almond tort.
My second dessert.
Your second.
Started with dessert.
Then, sure, look, and finished with dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I subscribe right to the New York Times and I love seeing like their foodie section, right? And the amount of times it has happened that I've published a recipe a week or two and all of a sudden New York Times have a similar recipe. And I love when that happens because it kind of says to me, oh my God, okay, we're bang on trend here, what we need to be doing. So I really like that. It's like my affirmation that, you know,
we're
going well. And into my inbox.
I think they're listening to this slot. I suspect that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, they were. So I had this done, right? And then I opened my emails and ping, what popped up? Only New York Times infamous plum tort. So this is my damson tort, but it can very easily be done with plums. And I'm like, yay. Anyway, so easy. Do you like an almond croissant?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
Yeah.
Love an almond croissant. I think it's actually knocked pan au chocolat off my top.
Yeah, I'd go for almond over a chocolate croissant or a pan au chocolat, yeah.
Love the filling. So what I've done, I made a basic Madeira mixture.
Plus, like anything with nuts, you convince yourself it's slightly health food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, the almonds on top, of course. Sure, you can see
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's getting my protein in here now.
Maybe at a stretch someday. So this is almost like an upside down tart, right? So get a round cake tin. Line it or grease it really well. Basic Madeira mixture, 125 grams of sugar, 125 grams of butter, 150 grams of flour, a little bit of baking powder, 2 eggs. Make that up. Lay that on the bottom of your tin. Then, if you go onto my Instagram, and I have it up there, so I have how to make homemade almond croissants.
Okay.
So I basically took the recipe for the filling, which is sugar, butter, an egg, ground almonds, almond essence, tiny little tablespoon of flour, and then I layered that on top of the Madeira, de-stoned all of the little damsons or the plums,
yeah,
cut them into half, sat them all on top, skin side facing up.
Yeah.
Garnished it with a couple of little flaked almonds.
Okay.
Pop that in the oven for 35 minutes. When it comes out, you take it out of the tin, dust it with a little bit of icing sugar, and serve it just a little bit warm with cream, creme fraiche, ice cream, custard, whatever. But it's just lovely.
Lovely. Really nice.
And the almond pairs really nicely with the damson, and it's a lovely little combination.
It is. It is really nice. You know what I'm going back to? Come back to the chutney.
See, there you go.
Love a bit of chutney.
Maybe I'm heading to retirement age quicker than I thought I was.
Well, you said it, not me. Anyway, as Aisling said, listen, she's got the description of everything with the tart and everything else related on her social media channel. So just look for at Aisling Larkin or Aisling Larkin there and you'll find it. And she will be back here at the same time next week. Aisling Larkin, TV chef, mindful eating coach. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.